Okay, so basically, let's review here. So we're saying is that the mitzvah of Pirsum, according to what we said yesterday, the machlokas, whether if it goes out, you have to relight it, right? So we said, do you say the mitzvah is to really to be mefarsing the nes, to actually publicize the miracle, and the way you publish the miracle is that you light a candle and maintain it, right? You can't, if you light it and walk away, or you light it and then it goes out, then you can't say that you're mefarsing, that you're publicizing it, because there's no way it goes out. Okay, the publicizing has a length of time, so it means you're zakuk to it. It means the nature of the action of publicizing includes sticking to the result, making sure the result takes place. And for how long? So the Gemara says, from Shkia until Tehara Mashak. Or do you say that it's true, the idea behind it is to be a Mefarsim, but the Torah said, the Halakha runs set up, you have to do a Maisa Harlaka, whose nature is that it will be a Mefarsim, that it will produce Pirsum. Okay, but it's packed into the action. It's an action which will, whose nature is that its character is that it will be Mefarsim. It's not that you have to actually be Mefarsim and make and bring about the result of Pirsum. You have to do an action, the character of which, based upon the, you know, it's built into the action that it will be a Mefarsim. That will bring about Pirsum. So then within that, so the Gemara says, so what does it mean then when the Gemara says that the mitzvah is Mishtashkecha HaChecha HaGanashok? Right, it's that time. What do you mean? It's an instantaneous action. So what do you mean it's that time? So for the first two answers, the first answer is the dilad l'gmadlik. Means that when you have to do the action. When do you have to do it? During which time? When do you have to do it? So he says this, that there's two different times. Right? When do you have to do it? I'm sorry, so do you have to do it... So you're saying the time you have to do it is sometime between those that time period. Okay? But it's just an action. It's an action, you just do it during that time. But after that time, it's too late. Sorry. Whereas the other sheet says, no, that's not really the knowledge of time. You can do it anytime. Anytime during the night. But how much oil must you put in the thing? So the amount of oil you have to put in your Maisa Adlaka is for that amount of time. Let's say half hour. From Shkia until Techer Ganashuk. Right? Okay. So, but it turns out it's machlokas, because according to that side, it doesn't really matter when you light it. So you have machlokas, is that, does it matter altogether when you light the candle? Right? According to the first way, yes, you have to light it during that time period. Sometime during that time period. According to the second one, no, you can light it anytime, all night long. And similar, a further question is that, how much oil do you have to put in it? So according to the second way, you have to put in a half hour's worth. According to the first way, it doesn't seem like there's a requirement like that. Just be any amount or whatever, that's a candle. So if you hold it, you could light it all night long. It's a funny thing to say that, but the amount of oil you have to put in is this half hour. But why? What's the half hour? Let me ask you a question. According to the side who says that it's the shear, how much oil you have to put in, is it better to light it during this time? Is it better to light it during this time? Or is it exactly, there's no such thing as this time. It's all night long, it's exactly the same, identical. I guess the problem is that if you say it's identical, so it means halakhically it's exactly the same thing. So then what's the idea that the shear is a half hour? Why? Because that's when, that's the time it is between this time and that time. But this time and that time has no halakhic significance. There's no anything. Right? And also, is the same exact person any time? It's just hard to accept. There's no difference. There's zero difference between the thing. But at the same time, it's a little bit tricky because Tosfos says is that the question is, what's the halacha now? So Tosfos says that you should make sure to light. You should be careful to light before. Here, look at this. Tosfos says ilah l'gmadlik. And this is how it says that you have feet on light before the Torah struck, then you can still light. Mikan ve'ilach over Azman. But after that, it's too late. Omer Riporas, the Yesh Lizar Lahadlik Balaila Miyad. You should be careful to light right away at night. Shalay Achi, that's really nice, so it doesn't get too late. You don't delay too much. Mikan Makom Im Icher. But still, if you do delay, Yalik Misafik. You should light Misafik. Yaha Mishani Shinu Yachrina. Because the Gemara answered a different answer. Because the Gemara answered a different answer. So it's true. It's true, according to this answer, it's too late. Once you pass the deadline, it's too late. But there's another answer, which is the shear. According to that answer, it doesn't mean you can do it even afterwards. So you see, though, he's saying that if... So he's saying you should be careful to light before the time. Why? Why should you be careful to light before the time? Because there's a shita who holds that you're not yotze if you do it afterwards, right? Yeah, but why don't you just say everybody says you should do it before the time? Right, even according to the first side, it's according to the second side, it's better to do it at that time.
It's definitely worse.
But can you prove from here? You know, like, can you prove from this Tosus that he's holding that according to the second side, it doesn't matter when you light? Because he's saying is that the Riyah is saying is that you should be careful to light right away, because otherwise it will be too late. It's possible it will be too late, which is, means according to the Shita holds that there's a deadline. So could you deduce from there that according to the side who holds you do it all night long, it's equally good?
Well, he says careful. He doesn't say you must do it. If he said you must light, then that's it. Then everybody agrees. Then both sides must, you know,
right.
Hold.
Right.
If he says careful, then it...
You mean he's saying is that you should be especially careful to light. Tell me what he's saying. You should be careful to make sure that you light it early on time. Why should you be careful? It's one thing to say that's when you should light, but he's saying you should be super diligent about making sure that it happens. Now, if it was just according to the second side, okay, it's better. But do you have to be careful to go out of your way? You have to run home and get home and make sure you do it earlier? It's better, far better. Better is better. It's good to do better things better. But you have to be careful. Careful means you should be super diligent to make sure you do it. So it says that's the reason why you should do that is because the first answer. First answer is you're not yotze if you do it afterwards. So therefore you have to be super careful. You're gonna get to, otherwise you may miss it. But according to the second answer, it's true that would be a better time to do it. But care, you wouldn't say it is be careful. Make sure you get to do it beforehand. You know. So you could argue that the Tosus doesn't prove that the second answer doesn't hold it's better. It could be the second answer also holds it's better. But better is just better. But it's still, the mitzvah could really go all night long. But there's a reality, it is more piercing if it's during that time. He's just saying, there's no halacha that it has to be. Okay, so let's try to define the machlokes about whether or not you could do the thing all night long or just during that time. Right? All night long or just during that time. And to me, it's difficult to say that you could do it, all night long. Because there's no Pearson, it would seem. I mean, who's on the streets? Alright, so what? How could you say this Pearson? Similar to our question before about putting it on the table, but how could you say this Pearson? The mitzvah is just, you can just do it all night long. Alright? Now, the Rashba gives an argument to this. He says, because it's a mitzvah salayla. Right? And it's a salayla. And it's a salayla, the Mishnah Megillah says, mitzvah salayla all night long. It's funny, I mean, the Rashba is, there's something difficult about the Rashba. I mean, the Gemara says, what does it mean, Mishchishkacham Chachlam Anashak? It means, D'ilad L'kmalik, that if you don't light before that time, you could still light. Right? That if you didn't light, and it's still before Dilma Shuk, then you should light. Right? The implication, you think, is that if it's past that time, you shouldn't light. Right? That's what it sounds like, right? But he says no. He says lav lemeimra. It doesn't mean to say that if you don't light after this time and this time you don't do it. It doesn't mean that. That's not kosher mitzvah b'layla. Kosher kol layla because all those mitzvahs of the layla, which are the night, are kosher the whole night. Ela shlo asa mitzvah ketikna. It just means you didn't do the mitzvah properly. The leker presumenisa kulehai, because there isn't so much presumenisa, right? Umiu ilo adlik madlik. But if you didn't light, you still light. Fellow Hefzad, you didn't lose. El kios the mitzvah, so ketikna legamri. So you didn't do the mitzvah perfectly, but properly. V'chein kazam ori razal b'hilchosav. And so it says, his rabbi, which they say is Rabbeinu Yonah, in his halachas. Okay, so it's kind of this. So what he's saying is, his argument is that if a mitzvah is, halacha the Mishnah says, a mitzvah salayla is kasher the whole layla. So what do you respond to that? Right? Okay, let's say you held like Tosus, it means really you can't do it after that time. So So what do you respond to that? I mean, Tosfos doesn't hold this, right? Because Tosfos says that if you miss it, you should still light because of the other answer, implying according to this answer, that's it, you missed your chance. So Tosfos, how could Tosfos defend himself against that question? The Mishnah says, misses the night, is kosher the whole night. How do you defend yourself? How do you defend against that? So name me a few, huh?
Yeah.
Kol hayom kosher, all day is kosher. Kriyas haMegillah, Kriyas haHalal, Kriyas Shofar, Tilas Lulav, Tilas haMusafim, Ula Musafim, Ula Vidoy haParim, Ula Vidoy Meiser, Ula Vidoy haMikipurim, LaSmicha, LaShchita, LaTnufa, LaHagasha, LaKmita, LaKtara, LaMalika, LaKabbalah, LaZio, LaHashkayas Soto, LaRifas Aigla, LaTaras Metzora. Those are the day ones. Okay. Kol haLaila kosher, LaKtiras haOmer, Ula Hakter haLavim veYevarim. Zeaklal. Kol shemitzvasa, davar shemitzvasa beyom, kasha kol hayom. Davar shemitzvasa b'layla, kasha kol hayla. So it gives you a few examples, and this is the rule. Mitzvah of the day is kasha all day, mitzvah of the night is kasha all night.
Can you go over the examples of the night again in English?
The night, it has two examples. One is ketiras omer, cutting the omer. They used to cut the omer at night. And hakter chalav, burning the chalav mevarim on the mizbeach. It's from the leftover stuff from the karban.
The chalav.
Right, exactly, the fats.
Okay.
So that's the two examples they give, and then it says, Zeaklal, this is the rule, any mitzvah of the yom is kosher all day, any mitzvah of the night is kosher all night. So it says, what is it including? So it's including, it says, Bechlis Pesachim, it's kosher all night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Gemara says. Pasach, eating carbon Pasach, is kosher all night long.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what he's saying is there's a principle, mitzvah of the night, is kosher all night. I mean, yes, you have to say Kriya Shema, it's machlokas, right? We hold it is all night, but the other shita would hold that it's not a halacha in the night, it's a halacha in the zman shechiva, right, you think. Right, it's b'shach b'cha, it's really not a din of a night, it's b'shach b'cha.
Right?
When you sleep.
When people are going to sleep,
even if you pull an all-nighter.
Yeah, correct. That's the time, but it's the time of sleeping. And so it doesn't mean when you actually go to sleep, but it's objectively the time of sleeping.
So Myriv.
Do you say who says mitzvah of the night? Maybe it's just this man. It's mitzvah of this man. Well, why is he assuming it's mitzvah of the night? I think he's holding. There's no zman like that. Like the Ravana can't create. There's no official time period halachically from rush hour. Rush hour isn't a technical halachic zman. There's an idea of laila, and I think that's the idea of a mitzvah of laila kasher all night, because that's halachic zman. If it's a mitzvah of the zman and the laila is the zman, that's the zman. There's no zman of rush hour, and the Torah doesn't have a zman like that. And the Ravana can't create. There's no thing like that. You can't have a mitzvah. You have to do between 10 and 11 o'clock. There's just no. That's not an official halachic zman. Mitzvah zalayla, kasher alayla. I mean, there's certain things that Torah created zman, and there's such a thing as zman, but the Ravana can't just fashion a new zman, a halachic zman of a mitzvah, which is rosh hour. So it has to be, the Rosh was saying, it has to be mitzvah zalayla. Mitzvah zalayla. So it's mitzvah zalayla, it's kasher all night. You can't say what the Ravana creating a mitzvah, they're creating a zman. They could, if a zman exists, they could say this mitzvah applies in that zman. But they can't create there's no halachic reality to that time, to that time period. Now, it's better to do it then, more whatever, more piercing, all that, fine. But you can't say it's not zman. So my question is, if you buy that, what's the response to that? How could you say that you have to do it during that time period and dilah and lagmad, like you can't do it after that? So I think that's what the simple answer to Mars is saying, is that the mitzvah is piercing. So yeah, it's a mitzvah, you do it all night long. But what are you obligated to do? You're obligated to do piercing. So practically speaking, you just can't do piercing at 3 in the morning. So it's not pshat that, the Rashba's right, you can't create a new zman. It's not creating a zman, but what you have to do piersim tonight. Now piersim needs a bablik. So therefore it has the zman, but not because halachically, like it's not halachically a din of a zman, halachically it's a din of a maisa of piersim, but accidentally it has to be during that time period because there's no other time period you could do it. The action is an action of piersim and you can't do it. So look, are you allowed to do piersim in the middle of the night? Yeah, if you'd be able to, but there's no public. Pearson means to the public, and if there's no public, you can't do it. So that's why he'll say. It's not, you're right, it's not against that rule of mitzvah salayla, kasha kalayla. It's kasha, but you have to do it. So if you buy that, so then the question is, so what's the argument of the Rashba, who says that you could, definitely says you could do it even after the time, or of the other side holds you could do it after the time. Right, what's the machlokas now of whether you're allowed to light it? Let's, or even within Tosfos, what's the machlokas about whether you have to do it during this time or even allowed to do it afterwards in the middle of the night? Right? I mean, if you tell you, it sounds like convincing, it's not Pearson. It's got to nail it down. So the question is that everyone agrees that the best time to publicize is when there's everyone's outside, the public's there. Right? The public's there. The question is, is the public a qualitative phenomenon or a quantitative phenomenon? Okay? In other words, the best time to do it is when everyone's there. But do you say Pearson means, like by definition, it means to the public? There's a quality of making it public. It means the public is there and you're mefarsim to them. That's rush hour. Rush hour, you're talking to the public. You're not talking to any individual. You're talking to a new quality, a new group called the public. And the public ceases to exist after rush hour. It's no longer there. Okay? Or do you say the public is merely like a conglomerate of individuals? It's a lot of people. And the best Pearson is to do it during rush hour because then you have a million people. But after rush hour, you have a few people. So it's just quantity. So you can't say that's not Pearson. I'm saying the facts are that, like I guess what Chassid Chaim was asking before, but I think there's never a time where there's zero people ever on the street. I mean, you can always have stragglers, you can always have someone who's a traveler or this or that. There could be someone walking by. It's not like, it's not in private, you're putting it by your window, you're putting it outside, someone walks by, right? Even in the middle of the night, every so often someone comes by, passes by, right? So the saying is that there's no time which is intrinsically removed from Pearson, it's just that it's not the public anymore, it's just an individual. So the question is Pearson mean to a summation of many individuals? It's a phenomenon that you're being farcin to individuals, so it's just quantity. So the best time to do it is where you have the highest quantity. But at any point of the night, so you have lesser quantity. So that's what the Rashba says. And he says, so also mitzvah ketikna, the like I presume in Issa Kulehai, you didn't do this properly because you don't have Kulehai that much Pearson. You just have the most minimal, you have lesser amount. But all night long, you can have the quality of Pearson exists, it's just lacking in quantity. But the other side says that Pearson is not a quantitative idea, it's a qualitative idea that it's to the public. Who are you mafarsim it to the entity of the public. The public. And it has to be a time where there's still a public. So as long as there's still like an ummah, like a group of people who are out there, you could say that there's a, it doesn't necessarily mean, you see, it's not the entire like rush hour. It's until Tekayel Raglo Tamadai, which is like a nation or the wood collectors. As long as there's still like a group of people out there, you could say the public is there. So you're being farcing to the public. But once it goes after that, now it's done. The last group of people is done. Now anyone who's there happens to be an individual, but that's not Pearson. Pearson is not an individual. Pearson he holds us to the public. So according to one side, the first side says that there's an action of doing it to the public. You're doing Pearson to the public. Right? And therefore it has to be during that time. So apparently he holds that as long as you do an action of Pearson to the public, so then you'll say it doesn't have to be for a certain length. There's no length, essentially. I mean, the public is out there for a half hour or whatever. And you'll do Pearson to them. But it doesn't mean to the entire time, or to the whole of the entire time, as long as you appear to the public. So you light it during that time period, and that's fine. Right? There's no share. But the other side holds that no, Pearson is just a quantitative idea. It's just quantity. Right? The quality of Pearson is any opposed to anyone. But now there's a quantity. So now that time is the best time because it's the highest quantity. It's the time where you have the greatest Pearson. So of course it's better to light it in that time. So that's the right. But halachically, they didn't demand that you do it during that time. You can do it any time that there'll be Pearson. But he holds that it says Mishos Mishneshkam Atzrochal Avinashok. So he holds is that that if it's merely like the Torah, the Rabbanon gave a quantity to it. But the quantity was not based upon like what time you light it. But it was saying is that your Pearson should they give it as man. And this man is nikva based upon the ultimate time of Pearson. There's a rush hour, there's a half hour, and that's the ultimate time. So the Rabbana set up a shear in the candle that your Pearson is, it's true, it's the minimum quantity, but they said the shear of the Pearson could exist in different levels. But they fixed the shear in the Pearson. And the shear is that you do a candle that could last for that time. Yeah, I don't know exactly why the other side couldn't have that, but why he couldn't have had that. I mean, like, the Ram combines them, for instance, but saying is like, he kind of could hear, but if you're saying that it's a qualitative idea, that you're parsing to the public, you can see why you don't necessarily need a shear, because you're being friends with the public. But if you say is that the Pearson could exist at any point, then so is there any significant, like, it's almost like it has no significance to the thing. You just light a candle for a minute in the middle of the night. So his whole thing is that the way the Torah they gave significance to the Pearson is not, it is via a shear. The other side, the Pearson intrinsically has significance because it's to the public. But if you say it's no halacha that it's to the public, it's just Pearson to anybody. So that could be the Torah, the way they run and gave it a chashivas is by sitting and fixing it a shear. The shear is a shear of Zman, which is the time of the rush hour. That's the way they fix Zman based upon the ultimate the ultimate Pearson. What I'm saying is like it's like the thing has to have some chashivas to it. The idea has to be some tied to it has to be a chashav. Can't just be that you light that you could do in the middle of the night. There's no requirement of when you do it, and you can just light a candle for a second and say that. Look, technically speaking, you say that's Pearson because the guy could walk by at that moment, and they could see it. But his holding is that Chazal didn't set it up that way. That's true, Pearson could exist, and minimally, any quantity is defined as Pearson. But his holding is that they fixed the quantity in the thing of the shear, is a half hour. But in the other side, it's intrinsic, it's chashiv because the quality is chashiv, because it's Pearson to the public. So it automatically has a chashivas to it because the nature of the quality that you're telling the public about it. So you tell them for a second, you tell the public. But since the side holds that there's nothing built in about the public, merely any the quality of Pearson could be to Yachid, so they had to set up a shear to give it chashiva. So now they could have said, you have to do it to a certain amount of people. But that's like, how are you going to measure that? So the saying is that they set up that it has to be to a shear in the candle, a certain amount of oil. And the oil, the quantity which is going to be picked is a quantity of this amount of Pearson. That's an appropriate time, the best time of Pearson. Turns out what emerges, I think, is that the idea of Tehor HaShuk is where there's the public is not around anymore. Of course, there always be people around, but they're individuals. The public is gone. So that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah means that the world is coming off from work. Look, there's always someone who works late, and there's this and there's that, the Yechidim. But there's no, it's like the class, the working class is home. They're off the streets. So I don't know how to calculate that time, But like maybe you'd say, it's like you see, you go by the last people, so like the woodchoppers, there's Talmud Torah with ones. So maybe you'd say, like lawyers come home at 9 o'clock, I don't know, whatever it is, maybe you'd go like that. There's a certain professions where there's like the it's 9 to 5, but I mean, nowadays it doesn't really work that way, but maybe it's like, it would be like when a certain class, there's a class. I mean, I'm not sure, but I'm saying it's like, you see here, it's the wood people, and they were off the streets, people that says they hung out last because they sold wood. But there's wood everyone else. They're just one group. So it seems to be is once you have a group, I mean, they were an Ummah, apparently the time we thought we were like in a nation. Group, but how big of a nation? I don't really know. It could be it's like when you have a group of people, you can still say there's a public, as opposed to just individuals. So if you say, let's say the lawyer's jobs, that's hours were until 9 p.m., I don't know, no lawyers, that's what I say after that. I mean, I don't know if there's really, I don't know if that's true. I mean, in any job, there's individuals. Sometimes a guy has to stay late, but it's kind of late,